It is Ian Ryan with your pre-match warm-up as we start to look ahead to Brighton at Anfield this weekend. I've got Ian Salmon and Kiefer McDonald and Sean Rogers for this one as well, stepping in for Neil Atkinson. We will get Alan Wares to give us the Brighton view a little bit later in the show. But Kiefer, let's have it right. Mohamed Salah is still dominating the headlines, so we'll have to start there, whether we like it or not. It's been 5 or 6 days now since the interview post-Leeds. We'll hear from the manager very shortly. He's done his press conference. How are you feeling about it now, and has your stance changed at all?
No, I think still kind of as shocked as I was when I was on the train back from Leeds last weekend, and you kind of hear the murmurs that Salah's said something to the lads in the mix zone and whatnot, and you think... I remember someone actually texted me and kind of outlined what he said, and I was like, oh, that's definitely been sensationalised. It's definitely not like that, and it was even actually worse than what I thought it would be. You know, for something that was so calculated, I think he got it massively wrong. You know, definitely wasn't a heat of the moment thing. He didn't walk past the mix zone and think, actually, I'm going to give him a 50 pence worth. He definitely thought, if I'm more when he was told on Friday that he wasn't going to be playing at Leeds, he obviously thought then, you know, after the game, if I don't get on, you know, the result doesn't go in Liverpool's favour, I'll definitely, you know, kind of be airing my grievances about this situation. I think the one thing I would kind of say from it, and obviously I've been quite critical of Slot this season in terms of things that maybe he has got wrong tactically and stuff. I think, you know, the way he has handled this, because let's get it right, it was an ultimatum by Salah, wasn't it? Almost, it's me or the manager. And I think the way Slot's kind of doubled down on that decision, you know, to kind of really say, you know, no one's bigger than the club. No one's going to kind of usher me out, even if I'm under a bit of pressure. I think he's been really good in the media. I thought his press conference pre-Milan was really good, really authoritative. Kind of just, and even on, you know, after the game, I don't know if you saw the clip with Clarence Seedorf and a few of the pundits on Amazon Prime. He was, you know, Clarence Seedorf was giving him a fair bit of, like, what he thought.
Yeah, he put him under a little bit, didn't he, in terms of pressure. And, you know, is it in your gift to make the first move? Mm-hmm. And the manager was like, hang on a sec, maybe not. So he played it down a little bit, the manager, in terms of not wanting to give too much away. But I agree with you, I thought he handled it really well.